This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. When the Islamic Revolution swept over Iran 25 years ago, it swept away women's rights. Although 63% of university students in Iran currently are female, they still have far fewer rights than men. But activist women are trying to correct that. NPR producer Devar Ardalan grew up in Iran and the United States and has watched the struggle unfold. In the final report of her series, co-produced with Rasul Nafizi, Devar speaks to Iranian women who have fought for greater rights, each in her own way, at great personal risk. She begins in Oslo, Norway, with Iranian lawyer and Nobel laureate Shirin Ebadi.
Inside Oslo's City Hall, Shirin Ebadi is seated next to the royal family of Norway. She is about to receive the Nobel Peace Prize. An Iranian folk group transfixes everyone in the hall. Ebadi, a smile on her face, sways gently with the music. She is the first Iranian and the first Muslim woman to receive this prize. She wears no headscarf. In Iran, this would be illegal. She is careful when choosing her words. She does not criticize the Iranian government directly. She takes the podium where her remarks are translated into English. And in a dramatic gesture, she raises her right arm and evokes Iran's pre-Islamic past.
I am an Iranian. A descendant of Cyrus the Great, the very emperor who proclaimed at the pinnacle of power 2,500 years ago that he would not reign over the people if he did not wish it, and promised not to force any person to change his religion or faith, and guaranteed freedom for all.
At the heart of Shirin Ebadi's battle for human rights and women's rights in Iran is her call to reinterpret Islamic law. She is using Islamic law itself to reform Iran's system. For example, she cites the Islamic holy book, the Quran, to make the point that people who know their rights are more likely to be free.
Islam is a religion where the first divine address to its prophet begins with the command to read. The Quran swears by the pen and what is written. Such an address cannot be in conflict with awareness, knowledge, wisdom, freedom of opinion and expression.
Shirin Ebadi is cautious. Over the years, hundreds of Iranian students have been arrested and imprisoned for protesting against the government. Journalists and intellectuals languish in jail. As a lawyer, she represents family members of dissidents who were killed by government agents back in 1998. One of them is Parastu Furuhar, who traveled to Oslo to honor Shirin Ebadi, her attorney.
My parents were brutally murdered by agents of Islamic Republic of Iran.
Parastu is a tall, elegant woman in her early 40s. She wears a locket with photos of her mother and father, pro-democracy activists Parvaneh and Daryush Furuhar.
They both were stabbed to death, my mother 24 times, my father 15 times in their chest.
And how do you know these were agents of the Iranian government?
Because about 1.5 months later, the intelligence service of Iran announced it, that the agents of this organization were responsible for the killings.
Shirin Ebadi was jailed in Iran for circulating a taped confession by one of the agents involved in the murders. Over the years, her work and that of many other women activists helped to create a strong women's lobby in Iran. The lobby has published booklets telling women of their rights in marriage, in dowry, and in divorce. Iranian feminists, both secular and religious, are working within the system to bring reform. But another prominent Iranian lawyer has found it impossible to work within the system. After fighting for women's rights for 22 years, Mehrangiz Kar encountered the limits of dissent. She gave a speech in Germany 2 years ago that landed her in jail.
I gave a lecture against Islamic Republic Constitution. when I came back to Iran, they arrested me and they charged me as somebody who worked against national security in abroad.
Carr spent 2 months in solitary confinement. After her release, she came to the U.S. Her husband, a well-known writer and intellectual, was arrested just after she left Iran. Without trial, he has spent the last 2 years in jail. Carr says Iran's judiciary cannot be reformed within this political system.
Everybody inside Iran and outside Iran, they are looking for big changes. I think Iran is going towards secularism. There is a hidden movement that is secular, but they cannot show themselves because they don't have permission to be organized. They don't have permission to be in parliament.
Mehrangiz Carr tells me she wishes the young people of Iran could learn that once upon a time, Iran had one of the most sophisticated legal systems in the Middle East. That 100 years ago, Iran had experimented with democracy and secularism, and for a time accommodated both modernity and Islam. I've learned that my own great-grandfather, Ali Akbar Daver, Iran's Minister of Justice in 1927, paid the ultimate price for his progressive reforms. On January 11, 1936, at the age of 49, Ali Akbar Daver went silently into his room, wrote a long testament, and asked his mother for forgiveness. Knowing that he might be killed, as two other reformists had been, and in despair about the fate of his reforms, he took his own life. For years, it was forbidden to speak his name in public. Years later, his name showed up on a plaque near the Ministry of Justice, where it remains to this day. My co-producer, Rasul Nafisi, recently returned from Iran. One of the last places he visited before leaving Iran was the home of my great-aunt, Mehraqdas Maliki. She's the 97-year-old sister of my great-grandfather, Daver.
Salam alaikum. Hantu khuya qurban.
با ایران دختر نادر در واشنگتن با هم کار میکنیم
همه اینا رو دوست دارم
سلامت باشی
نه
اینجا جای من راحت باشی
I was quite impressed by her memory and her elegance and aristocratic pride. Her living room was filled with pictures of 5 generations of Davers as she talked passionately about her late brother Ali Akbar Daver.
مادرم بیچاره زنده بود 18 سال. باور میکنین 18 سال یک کسی گریه کنه؟ 18 سال گریه.
My mother mourned his death for 18 years, she says.
فقط یک کلمه بگم یکی بود تو این مملکت.
He was one of a kind for his country. Devar Ardalan, NPR News, Washington.
That report is an NPR co-production with American Radio Works, the national documentary unit of Minnesota Public Radio. Previous stories in the series are at npr.org.